in your mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Head and 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What is on your mind? Let's go to Don in South Dakota. Don, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My son and I were working in the garage, and he's a senior in high school, and he had a question. He was in his government class, he was studying the Fifth Amendment, which says you can use the Fifth and plead the Fifth to not incriminate yourself. Well, his question to me was in regards to DUIs. If it's on the burden of the prosecution to prove the guiltiness of the person committing the crime, how can they be forced to incriminate themselves through blood alcohol test if they refuse? And then his next question was, you know, if they refuse to incriminate themselves, how is it that they can penalize them for, you know, refusing to incriminate themselves? I didn't have an intelligent answer for him because I don't know the laws and stuff, so I thought that was an interesting question. Now, he understands, you know, DUIs, they're a bad thing. But it was an interesting question, and I never really looked at it until he brought that up. So that's my question this morning.
Well, actually, if there's one of our DUI attorney friends out there that can call in with that answer, that is a great question, and you have the right not to incriminate yourself. I'm wondering if it might come down to a question of what the officer observes. And if that's the distinction on that. You know, otherwise, that might be a legitimate defense, and that might find its way through the courts.
It shouldn't. I think we would agree here, though. It shouldn't be able to be used as a way to avoid an obvious, if you're using it to, reasonable doubt, you're walking the line or whatever, the officer has smelled alcohol and wants to use the test to determine whether you are or you aren't, you say no because you obviously are. I personally don't think it's a good idea to say, oh, let's use the Fifth Amendment in that case to avoid what should be a penalty.
Well, and actually, that's not for the DUI itself. That's for the driving privileges. So, you know, that comes back to the driving as a privilege, not a right.
And there is some change in that law. The officer mentioned that a moment ago. As well, that there was some change there. But we'll see if we get anybody else to give us a little further clarification. Don, so you can answer the youngster better. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Gene. And Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550 on this July the 1st. Hello, Gene.
Yes, I'd like to comment on them trucking laws. I think it's a good law. I've been doing this for just about coming on 40 years. And every time they do these laws, it's to eliminate problems. There's not a truck driver out there that drove truck over 1 year that can't squeeze 100 hours into 70. Now, you figure these current speed limits at 5,000 miles a week for a long-haul driver, and I guess if that's not enough to make a living, I don't know what to say about it, but I guess that's just my point of view.
Gene, so, is there a difference between long-haul and local routes?
Yes, there's quite a difference there because now you're wasting even more time there waiting to load and stuff. Or once a week when you do long haul, short haul, you might haul 10 loads. So it took you 2 hours to load. They're only going to put down a minimum of a half hour to load. So all the rest of that time is hours they work.
So how long you been trucking, did you say?
It's coming right on 40 years. And, I mean, I've seen so many changes from equipment, the laws, everything else. It's just, it reminds me of the old cowboy movies when I was a kid there where they used to take a water bag and put it on a stick and tie it ahead of the horse, and the horse would walk out into the desert till it died chasing that water. I mean, I've been company driver for companies. I've owned my own trucks. I employ drivers. And I just look at the progress that's went. I think that's kind of what happens with truck driving. The money is good, and they just keep chasing more and more, and they push themselves way beyond their limits, which is just like your DUI, is endangering other people's lives. I think there's a lot of greed that goes with that, too, out here, which really, I don't know, turns me anymore.
So you're going to make less, but you're okay with that?
I don't think you're going to make less. I think they'll raise the wages a little more. Your dispatcher will keep you in an area where you go out and back and stuff. I mean, most of these drivers, if you take a paycheck of a driver, you can go to the truck stop and take 100 people. They're all going to make the same, pretty close to the same amount of money at the end of the year. Some might make 40 cents a mile. Some may make 32 cents a mile. But, I mean, it just seems like that they push you to that, that I think the companies will turn around and keep their drivers closer to home where you can make a circle and revamp the way they do.
How much of this goes back on working for a reputable company? There's better companies than others to work for.
Well, I guess I've always told truck drivers, I tell the ones that ask me now that want to get into it, the main thing about truck driving is don't forget your family. Go to work for a company that goes by your house or gets you home.
So here's a, but just help me on the math here, Gene. If the maximum work week is now 70 hours as of today, and it used to be 82, that's 12 hours less that you can be paid for, right? So
But most over the road companies, you're not getting paid for those other 12 hours. You're still only allowed to run 11 hours a day. The rest of that's your time for loading and stuff like that, which the average over-the-road truck driver doesn't get paid for anyway. The only time you're paid is when the wheels are turning. Some of them give you $10, $20 to unload or something like that or load, and you're probably there 3 hours, so you might as well not even count it.
Interesting. All right. Well, good mix of opinions today on the new trucking laws. Some like them, some don't. Gene's one that's been doing it a long time, says I'm just fine with it. Appreciate the call, Gene. Thanks. Travis in Minot. You're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Take it away.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Say a quick question about the DUI law. If you're twice the legal limit now, is the maximum penalty 2 days in jail?
Mandatory jail time, yes.
Is that guaranteed jail time?
Well, I don't think so, because I think there's some caveat in there that I saw. I'm trying to find it. That refers to community service as well.
Okay. So do they really think, as far as just the common public view, I see a lot of these jail times handed out by the court system where they say 30 days in jail, but we'll stay 20 of those days. So they actually only end up serving 10 days in jail.
You look at a state like California, and you see this all the time with celebrity DUIs, and they get 9 months of jail time, or you know, parole violations, things of that nature. Wind up spending 2-3 hours in jail because there's no room. You know,
exactly
where do you where do you draw the line between a real criminal and a minor criminal? Is driving under the influence a real criminal, or is that a... It's a little slippery slope if you don't have the jail space.
Here's what I have. First-timers with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.16, that'd be double of the legal limit, so 0.16 or greater, will now fall into a new aggravated DUI category with a minimum fine of $750, mandatory 2 days in jail, or 20 hours of community service. So I guess that's discretion for the judge there. The stiffer penalties could come into play in many cases. The average blood alcohol content was 0.174 in 2011, the most recent year for which statistics were available, according to the Attorney General's office. Repeat offenders also have harsher penalties, including mandatory probation and the 24/7 program participation. Minimum sentences ranging from 10 days for a second offense, with 7 years to 1 year and 1 day for a fourth or subsequent offense. So there's more. There's a lot more jail time here, but it sounds like on the first offense, some discretion between the 2 days and the 20 hours of community service, Travis.
Well, as a previous caller stated, there's quite a difference between, dang it, I had one too many beers, and the guy that's twice the legal limit and is out there willingly and knowingly driving drunk down the road.
And I remember this debate during the legislative session. This whole thing, Travis, was designed to get the latter, right? I mean, not the... as you say, the dang it, I had one more, but, you know, basically those that are way over the limit and or repeat offenders, that's where I think everybody agrees.
Well, there's also a difference between a 95-pound woman that's a 0.16 and a 350-pound guy that's a 0.16 as well.
Well, know your limit, so to speak. But anyway, we interrupted you, Travis. Go ahead and finish.
Okay. Well, I just, with that, with no guaranteed jail time, I can't see that deterring people enough where they're going to say, well, the judge will probably stay that jail sentence anyways, and I'll spend up with a couple hours of community service. It's not much worse than it already is before they change the laws.
Well, I had an opportunity to talk to Aaron during the break, and one of the things that he said, because I asked him about the plea agreements and how that breaks down, and he said people are going to wind up pleading down to the Dewey rather than pleading to the reckless. So you're going to have a little bit different thing on your record.
Interesting. Travis, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Let us know. With Steve Mock, and I'm Scott Hinn. More coming up.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. We want to know what's on your mind. Give us a call at 800-228-0550. July 1st today, we've been spending a lot of time talking about some new laws, some new trucking regulations that are taking place as of today. You know what else is famous? What July 1 is famous for, Steve? Big battle.
See.
July 1 through the 3rd. One of the most famous in fact, more men fought and died than in any other battle fought on North American soil on a battle that began on this day.
Was it Gettysburg or Antietam?
It was Gettysburg.
Gettysburg, okay.
Yeah, exactly right.
I've been watching a great series on PBS for the last month and a half.
Why are you laughing?
I'm surprised I knew that.
Oh, I see. You're laughing at yourself.
You can learn, yeah. See, old dogs can learn new tricks.
The series was on Gettysburg, so you're...
Well, no, actually, it's all on the Civil War. It's from the beginning to the end and the politics behind it. And a great little series I found on PBS, and I'm addicted.
I love it.
History.
All right, let's get back to the phones here. Stephen Grafton, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, I think I lost you.
No, we hear you.
Nope, we're here.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. No, I don't like these new trucking laws. We get paid by the mile. We're going to lose a lot of miles a week. That's a big chunk of pay that we're going to be losing every week that we're not going to be able to afford to lose. We just lost a half an hour on our day because now we got to take a futile 30-minute break mandatory every 8 hours. This is insane. The people that made up these laws have no idea what trucking is all about. That's all I need to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Jamie and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I wanted to ask Steve a few more questions, but he was in a hurry to get that off his chest.
Here's my question.
And we've had a good mix of folks on both sides of this issue today, and welcome others at 800-228-0550. I was curious if he sees fellow truckers in need of this sort of, okay, they're pushing it too hard because, you know, the other guy was saying that the drive to make more and more and more as people, you know, blowing past common sense, so... I'm kind of curious there. Sorry, Jamie's next. Go ahead, Jamie, you're up.
Okay, I want to talk about these. Everybody thinks these new DOI laws, more laws, are going to stop these people from breaking the law and drinking and driving. Well, if that was the case, Chicago would look like Disneyland instead of Afghanistan. So I don't see more laws being the answer to this. What was the penalty already? 30 days in jail and a fine is what it was, but they always got the jail time reduced. They could have just enforced the law they already had on the books. And when this doesn't work, they're going to be coming out and trying to make more laws. The next time they get together, it's a little tiring here and now. You know, just like states with the death penalty think their violent crime rate is lower than ours, and we don't have it. It doesn't work. I don't know why people always think more laws are the answer. Getting a little old hearing that from people, though.
It's a valid point. There are laws in the book. They just don't get enforced correctly in a lot of different cases, and not just as they apply to DUI laws.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm sure we're just going to keep getting more laws, so I just thought I'd call and complain about it. You guys have a good day.
Two things you can count on, more laws and more taxes, Jamie.
Especially well, July 1st is good for both.
Yeah, but especially if you're in Minnesota. Gasoline, not gasoline, online purchases, cigarettes, their services, $2 billion in new revenue from new taxes. In fact, what is it on cigarettes now in Minnesota? $1.60 increase in the per pack tax on cigarettes as of today. So if you want to light them up in Minnesota today, guess what? $2.83 a pack, Steve.
Well, I'm glad I don't smoke because I couldn't afford it if I did.
Exactly. Glenn and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yes, hello. I don't know why everybody's surprised about the new trucking laws. You know, we have a socialist government that wants to regulate everything. Every minute of your life, and we have 11 states now that we have more people on welfare than we do workers, and it just falls into what's going on in our federal government, and it's sad that you know they think they have to regulate everything we do, but I think the truckers could regulate themselves, and I know some of them say they're being pushed, and I you know that's unfortunate if that's what's happening, but anyway, that's just a bit.
Just a sign of the times is your point, Glenn.
Exactly.
Now we have nap nannies in the trucking industry.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Thanks. Who's next, Steve?
Nap nannies. Let's go to Brandon in North Dakota. Brandon, what's on your mind?
Hey, Steve. Yeah, I'm out here in North Dakota working. I've drove over the road. I own my own business now. Basically, the trucking industry is one of the most heavily regulated industries in this country. They make it almost impossible, you know, for the small guys to make a living. You know, driving over the, when I drove over the road, you're constantly fighting the hours of service laws, which everything's designed with good in consequence or with good intentions, but have unintended consequences.
Thumbs down on the new regulations, Brandon?
Yeah, so you got this over-the-road laws, hours of service. So what used to happen with me is you try to run by the book. Well, eventually, some point during the week, you're going to get in a situation where instead of sleeping at night, you got to take your 10-hour break during the day. And then that forces you to drive in those hours of the early morning, late night, where you are prone to getting an accident and you're tired, but that's what your hours land you to do. This half-hour lunch break, I mean, I'd be curious to see why this law was implemented and who had to push for it, whether it's unions or whatever, but I feel like these big companies are and unions are trying to get the small guy out of the free market, and it's just unfortunate that this is what our country's coming to, big brother everywhere.
Appreciate the call. We have full bank calls in a few minutes left before the bottom of the hour, so we're going to try and get everybody in with a couple of comments here. Tom and Minot, quickly, your take. Go ahead.
Well, I think the problem is inexperienced drivers. And real quick, 15 to get a permit. You got to take a test and everything to get that permit. You drive for a year, then you take a test to get a license, and then you drive behind the wheel, and you got to take another test. And so you got at least a year's driving time there. To get a license to drive an 80,000-pound missile, you just go in, take a test, now you're a truck driver. So it's pretty sad that they always talk about education, experience, and all this stuff, and I see it every day. I unload truck drivers every day that don't have a clue what they're doing.
Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Eric. I believe you're in Targus.
Being a short-haul truck driver puts me on the job for another 5 hours a week. You just can't stop anywhere to take a half-hour lunch break. So basically you sit in the truck and another half hour a day till you're done, you know. That's what it does to me.
Thumbs down, bad idea, Eric?
What's that, sir?
I said, is it a bad idea? You not like the new rules?
Yeah, it's 5 hours, it's 5 or 6 hours a week that you're in the truck where you could be home resting or something, you know.
Eric, appreciate the call. I think the tide is turning, Steve. A few others waiting to weigh in. Plus, we'll tell you about some ideas for July 4th celebrations that are happening. North Dakota Tourism Department's going to join us. Coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson's a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Before we get to our guests, get some calls wrapped up here. Jim and Arnegard, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I strongly disagree with this 2 hours of service. Any more rules putting on us is too much. We've already got enough rules. And it seems like every time I turn around, they're trying to make more regulations and more rules for us. It is, somebody's got to put a stop to this one of these days. It's just getting to be too much.
What do you most object to? What's the biggest thing you're concerned about, Jim?
Well, what are you going to do for 34 hours? Say you're out on the road, you know, for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. 34 hours restart? Are you kidding me? You know, when I get tired, I shut her down when I have to. I know my limits. I've been doing it for 20 years, just, you know, like a lot of these callers, a lot of these guys. We know when it's time. You know, we know when we got to run, and we know when we got to stop. You know, so calling the bunk, you know, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 hours, you wake up, you're fresh, ready to go. I could drive for 2 days straight after that again if I had to. What are you going to do for 34 hours if you're at a truck stop or parked alongside the road? It's just, I mean, maybe once a month, 34 hours, go home, take a couple of days off, get some things done. But once a week, that's just ridiculous.
So, and your choice.
And you're saying when that clock hits 70, boom, wherever you're at, you have to stop right there?
Well, it depends on where you get, you know. Every week's different. Every situation's different, you know.
I'm saying if you time your 70 hours to end with a load being dropped off, are you then able to drive home 12 hours away, or are you stuck where you're at?
I don't know. It all depends how many hours you have. I would say, you should really drive home. You got to go. But having these rules tell you when you can drive home and when you got to wait, that's nonsense.
Right.
And as
Thanks.
Far as this 30-minute break, you know, this caller Steve is all for it. Oh, yeah, we need a lunch break, you know, lunch break. Well, I'm sitting in line right now to unload pipe, waiting. I'll be here for an hour or so. I just have my lunch break, ate my lunch. And, you know, actually, you should be able to take that hour right there, or half an hour, have that. It shouldn't even be on duty. That should be off-duty time right there. You're sitting here twiddling your thumbs, doing nothing. They count that as on-duty time.
Yeah, and that's a big disconnect in the industry and government, because that, for all intents and purposes, is off-duty time. If you want to take it as that, then you should be able to take it as that.
This is going to be a battle. This isn't over yet. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration imposed these rules as of today, but there are the associations that are taking this to court, so to be continued. Thanks for the call. Let's take one.
Biggest problem we got, there's guys making rules for us, telling us how we can work. I have no idea what it's like out here. Never done it. Never will do it. And they're telling us how we can work and how we can make a living. And that is wrong. That's not American, and that's not freedom.
That's like me telling a brain surgeon how to do his job. It ain't going to work.
Yeah. I agree with you there, Jim.
How about that guy? Does he have to fill a logbook out? What if he works 12 hours or 14 hours in a hospital? Does he have to get a taxi ride home?
Yeah, very good points. Thanks for the call. A lot of the common sense lacking here in this whole deal. We'll take one more quick one, and we'll get to our guest here because we want to talk about some of the things happening on July 4th. Scott and Bismarck, go ahead.
Yeah, I was kind of talking about the new rules and the DUI. You know, the truck drivers, we go down to .04 for DUI. And I think in our personal vehicles, we should be the same as everybody else.
But it's not.
No, it's not. We're .04, and I mean, if you get caught in a truck at a .04, I mean, you get caught at .01, you should be done. It should be zero.
Zero tolerance in a truck.
But when we're in our own personal vehicle, we're a U.S. citizen too, just like everybody else. We have salesmen that go out there and drive 100 hours a year, a week. But our truck drivers can only drive 70. I mean, you don't think the salesmen get tired and I go out in the oil fields and you see these white pickups drive around. They don't stop at 70 hours a week. I got my nephews out there. He works 100 and some hours a week.
Well, that's the insanity of it all. Scott,
that was my point at the top of the program, too, is, you know, there's a difference between, or what's the difference between if I'm driving my pickup and I get tired and don't pull over and cause an accident, or somebody driving a truck? And there's no difference. An accident's an accident. You should know your own limitations.
We asked, and you answered. Fascinating discussion on these new laws that kick in today. We appreciate it. Kim Schmidt is here from the North Dakota Tourism Department to give you all kinds of choices all throughout the 4th of July holiday weekend and where to take in some fun. And if you have a favorite 4th of July celebration and you go every year and it is the best of the best, let us know about it. 800-228-0550, holiday week, so we wanted to get you some ideas. Kim, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Well, I'm great, guys. Thanks for having me this morning.
And you keep tabs on all the fun happening, right, Kim?
We certainly try to. And, of course, 4th of July, there is so many events taking place from one corner of the state to the next. So, yeah, absolutely. If you're ready, I'm ready. We can start off in the northeastern part of the state if you'd like to. And Walhalla's got a great celebration taking place up there. They have their traditional parade, and of course they'll have 4th of July, and lots of family fun events taking place up in Walhalla. So if you're out and about traveling, be sure to swing in and take in some of the festivities taking place up in their neck of the woods.
All right. Keep going down this
list.
I'll take note.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'll do. Devil's Lake also. They're having a ton of things taking place there in addition to their holiday parade and picnic. Of course, it's always great to see the fireworks with a little bit of the water reflecting in the background. That's always kind of a fun experience up there in Devil's Lake. And then Rolla, they have an air show. So for those of you that are wanting to see some of the acrobatic events taking place, the UND Acrobatics military aircraft will be there and showing off some of their tricks, and, of course, we'll have a fireworks display wrapping things up in Rolla. And so now if we're going to stay to the east, let's head to the southeast. And Wahpeton has some baseball and fireworks, so if you want to get out and play a little bit of baseball and then, of course, take in all of the festivities taking place in Wahpeton, you can also tour the Tehinkapa Park as well as the zoo there. If you've not seen the Tehinkapa Zoo, it's a great family event and things taking place down in Wahpeton.
They have monkeys there, Steve. They make this.
I've been down there.
Whoop, noise. I love the monkeys. They're very colorful and very friendly down at the Tehinkapa Park, and Tehinkapa Zoo is the best. They really they do a nice job there in Wahpeton. So.
They certainly do. They've got a great display of animals in Wahpeton. West Fargo, also, they're going to have their old-fashioned family celebration, and they're going to have a huge barbecue, a train ride. They're going to have costume historical figures taking place at Bonanzaville there. So if you'd like to step back in time and then experience some of the 4th of July festivities taking place, be sure to head to Bonanzaville in West Fargo.
See, that's one of my favorite ones, the Bonanzaville one, because I like that aspect of going back in time, and it brings you back into the old setting a little bit, and it's really a cool venue for that.
It is. That's new. They're really stepping it up this year, too, and they're doing fireworks, and so should be a lot of fun.
They are, and if you haven't seen the new pavilion there, it's a fabulous space that they have right there at Bonanzaville as well. So
the Sertoma Club does a great job in Grand Forks. Tell us what they have planned.
At the Sertoma Club, they have, again, a lot of things for children. They have a kiddie parade. where they're going to be doing different games and prizes. Of course, food concessions will be available, and they're also going to have some live entertainment and wrap things up in the evening with fireworks. And then if you head down south, if you're looking for another sort of old-fashioned step back in time, you have to do Fort Ransom. I mean, the backdrop at Fort Ransom is just beautiful, and with all of the rain we've gotten this year, everything is extremely green and plush, and they just do a fantastic job with their parade. They're also going to be having a rodeo, which, of course, we all know 4th of July is Cowboy Christmas. You don't have to go too far if you want to have a rodeo experience, and they're also going to be doing a Queen and Princess competition right there at Fort Ransom. So let's go to the north central part of the state. Starting off in New Rockford, Cheyenne, they're going to be having their celebration with parade. They're going to have a street dance, a demolition derby that will also be taking place there. There's a musical and wrapping things up with fireworks in the evening in New Rockford and Cheyenne area. And then if you want to go to Harvey, you can head there and you can run the shortest highway in the state. That's Highway 91. Which is the shortest highway. So if you want to take the challenge, I believe they're giving away some T-shirts and doing some fun things. They're going to have a parade and kids games. They're going to have a tractor trek and wrap things up with a street dance and things right there in Harvey. And then if we're going to go south central, we're going to head to Jamestown. They've got a huge fireworks display that they're doing right there at Stutzman County. And in addition to that, they're celebrating White Cloud's 17th birthday. It's hard to believe that White Cloud is already 17 years old. And in addition to that, there's now, you know, of course, three albino bison. So that's, you know, a miracle in and of itself, plus all of the fun things that they're going to be doing there with the Wild West Cowboy Shootout. They're going to have a kids' carnival, citywide activities, and, of course, a parade, street dance, and fireworks to wrap things off in Jamestown. And then closer to home in Bismarck, at the Capitol grounds, of course, they have the great big event there. With the fireworks display, the Mandan Rodeo Day is taking place. The one of the largest rodeos in the state, of course, in Mandan. You know, kicking things off in the morning with the parade, which I believe I heard earlier somebody talking about that. So they have all the details on their website as well. So
I'll be camped out over there pretty much.
Are you gonna,
what's
gonna
that? Roll it?
I'll pretty much be camped out over there. You'll be covering that one from. Yeah.
Start to finish, I'm sure. So I know they have a big draw, and they kick things off, I believe, already starting tomorrow and do fun for 3 or 4 days of just a ton of activities. Like I said, from parades to car shows to the art in the park, of course, will be taking place over there. And more fireworks more fireworks between Bismarck and Mandan than I think one can actually see. You can see them from everywhere. And so that's one fantastic thing about having both shows are fantastic. You can't go wrong going to either one of them. And then street dances will also be taking place in Mandan as well. And so that kind of wraps things up as far as the southwest part of the south central part of the state. So then if we go to the southwestern or the northwest, let's go northwest. And Arnegard will have their centennial celebration up there as well. And they're going to be doing two different parades. They're going to have a barbecue and fireworks. And so if you're heading up to the northwest part of the state, be sure to take in some of the festivities taking place in that part of the state. And then southwest, we already talked a little bit about Mandan. And Hettinger is going to be doing sort of a small town charm event where they're going to have the parade, of course. They're going to have music and games for family and fireworks and just a ton of things going on in Hettinger as well. And I believe that they're going to have a car show in addition to that in the Hettinger region.
Kim, hang on. We'll talk more about the 4th of July festivities across the great state of North Dakota with Kim Schmidt of the North Dakota Tourism Department after this break.
What's on your mind? With Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages. Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name, quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
If you've got a smell that's making you crazy, we've got a solution, and it's North Dakota made. Daryl is on the line from the Zeeland, North Dakota company that has a great product that destroys odors. And we're talking the worst of the worst. Mold, musty smell, skunk smell, pet odors, smoke, the works. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. We found out after research and development for 5 years, chlorine dioxide that we manufacture in Zeeland will destroy the odor molecule permanently. And we don't put fragrances in our products for one reason. Why put a fragrance in? All it does is mask the odor. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee, or we'll give your money back on any type of odor in any vehicle, car, camper, any confined space, or out in the open. We can get rid of the smell. Let us help you take care of your odor problems.
Our listeners are raving about it. Call and join the odor-free team. 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go to the website stopsmellnow.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to get a hold of us. We're talking with North Dakota Tourism Department, find out what's going on for the 4th of July. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, and with us Kim Schmidt of the North Dakota Tourism Department. Kim, where'd we leave off? Hettinger was the last one. It's been a while. I've been down to that one, too, but a lot's going on around the state. I've been taking notes here so I can find out where to go this year.
Yeah, just a few more to touch on in the Southwest. And if you don't have your pencil and paper out and you're taking diligent notes such as yourself, we have the complete listing on our website at ndtourism.com. So feel free to tap it right there. We have a complete listing of all of the 4th of July events taking place. But continuing with Southwest, Medora, they're going to be doing a fun parade out there. They're going to have fireworks following the musical. And if you haven't seen fireworks over the Badlands, it's beautiful this year. I've been out there. Everything is, again, green and plush, and they definitely have come to life this year out in the Badlands. And then, of course, if you'd like to continue with the rodeo theme, Killdeer Mountain Rodeo Roundup will be July 3rd and 4th, and they have some of the best professional rodeo cowboys in the world. And this is also the oldest PRCA rodeo in the state. They're celebrating their 90th year of rodeo in Killdeer over the 4th this year. And Hazen's the last one for southwestern North Dakota, and Hazen has their centennial celebration where they're going to be doing a three-day celebration to include street dances, concerts, food vendors, and they're also going to be having inflatable games there with the kids and fireworks to cap things off on the 4th. So that is sort of a full listing of everything that's taking place over the 4th. And as I said, there's events taking place well into the weekend, and if you'd like a complete listing, be sure to check us out at ndtourism.com or feel free to call and visit with one of our travel counselors, and they'd be happy to point you in the right direction if you're searching for things just for the kids or if you want to take in, you know, a musical or a symphony or an event taking place around the state. You can contact us at 1-800-435-5663.
And we know there's others, obviously. You know, we mentioned there was a little bit of an explosion at Wimbledon, North Dakota, with the actual fireworks plan for the Sanborn celebration. And good news there, they have acquired more fireworks, so they'll be on at Sanborn with the fireworks. But there's other celebrations in towns, big and small, that are happening. Like Buffalo has one as well. If you know of others, want to tell us about them, feel free to give us a ring at 800-228-0550. Do you have any idea which one is the biggest? Is Mandan the one that attracts the biggest crowd, or do you keep track of that at all, Kim?
We really don't keep track of that at all, and it really depends on what some of the small towns that are having the centennials or having the class reunions, they do it up pretty big in these small towns. So that's not really anything that we'd have a gauge on, but, you know, Bismarck Mandan definitely does a nice job with their fireworks display. I know Grand Forks and Fargo both have some rather large ones, and Minot has some nice fireworks displays as well. So I think you can't go wrong in any of the displays that you decide to go to. And they're beautiful, too. If you're a camper and you're out by the lakes, you can see a number of them depending on where it is that you're camping. You can see some of the different small-town celebrations taking place depending on where you're at. So.
Steve and I will fill you in on the Hazen. I will fill you in on the Hazen. I'm going to be up there on Saturday for part of their centennial. Of course, the Medora one, that's the one that intrigued me. I want to go back, Scott. Just watch fireworks over.
We were at Medora
last
week, Kim, North Dakota's number one tourism spot, and I imagine, we're talking about different things that are happening specifically for the 4th of July and all throughout the weekend, by the way. Some of these places you mentioned, Hazen, they go through, it's a three-day celebration, street dances and, you know, concerts and food vendors and all kinds of fun. And by the way, the ND Tourism website has links to all the websites that have the details on all of these, so you can use that as a great resource. What's number two, Kim, behind Medora as the number one tourism spot each year in North Dakota? What's second?
You know, we only have TR National Park actually is the number one attraction. Everybody else just sort of supplies their numbers, and it's based on the numbers that are provided to us. So we don't actually have a listing of who's number one or who's number two as far as from a number standpoint. But we know that TR National Park is number one right now, and it's wonderful to have the Painted Canyon available to travelers this year. We were concerned that wouldn't be, and of course, we also have ample lodging in western North Dakota now. So for those that are looking to book their trip out west, they shouldn't hesitate to do that. And I did forget to mention the Rough Rider Days Fair and Expo is taking place in Dickinson, and they started on June 24th and go through July 6th. So they are definitely celebrating over in Dickinson with a number of events taking place within that community.
Yeah, Kim, it happens every year, Kim. Wait to the last minute, decide to want to go to a campsite someplace. Are there any available around the state?
Oh, a lot of our campsites do have first come, first serve. You know, so those sites would probably be available. But even from a booking standpoint, I believe that there would be. You know, you can just contact North Dakota State Parks, and they should be able to tell you what they do have available. And they also have an online resource, as do we. So be sure to check out some of the resources that we have as far as if you're looking to camp. There's always room for last-minute campers within the state of North Dakota. You're sure to find a spot.
One more time on the website, Kim.
Check us out at ndtourism.com or call us at 1-800-435-5663.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Shape it up to be a great weekend. So far, weather's looking like it's going to hold for the 4th of July and this long holiday weekend. Around the region, shape it up to be a pretty good day today. Bismarck Mandan 68, Williston 78, Dickinson 72 this hour, Minot 70, Jamestown 76, Devil's Lake 75, Grand Forks 75, 76 in Fargo, Billings 75, Miles City 70, and down in Mobridge 77 this hour.
Great show. Thanks for all the calls, folks. Kim Schmidt of the North Dakota Tourism Department, thank you. And, of course, our guests from the Highway Patrol and North Dakota Association of Counties last hour as well. For Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennon. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. Asking the question, what's on your mind? God bless you. Bye-bye.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.